Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist who's been covering M&A for a decade. This week, we're hearing from the US and finding out why private equity wants to get its teeth into the dental services market. I'm joined by Rebecca Wenzel, who's a senior reporter for Merger Market with a focus on healthcare. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can we start with the big picture? Why is the dental services market in North America of interest to private equity?
Yeah, so we have the dental service organization consolidation has been occurring for several years. There's a couple reasons why this is happening. It's a very highly fragmented market, for one, so there's lots of room for consolidation among private equity firms. And the roll-up playbook for the dental market has been pretty tried and true and tested over the last years. So you have, from the investor's point of view, steady recurring revenue that comes from patients' twice yearly visits to the dentist. So that becomes an attractive and predictable model for private equity. And then for the dentist's point of view, who are selling to these private equity firms, they are allowed then more time to focus on the patient care as opposed to the back office efficiencies and business operations. So those are two reasons why we're seeing it. So just some data pointing to this consolidation. The buyout activity targeting dentists in North America rose 48% year over year, and last year alone had a record number of transactions of 71. And this metric is the best way to gauge interest in the dental space because the value of a buyout deal is rarely disclosed.
And can you talk about the kind of consolidation you're seeing? Because it's focused more on the specialized businesses, isn't it, rather than just general dentistry?
Correct. So beyond general dentistry, we're seeing consolidation in the specialty areas of dentistry. So that's pointing to the orthodontic space, oral surgery, endodontics, and implants. Some ones that Merger Market has recently reported on, for example, Allied OMS, they are a DSO focused on oral and maxillofacial surgery.
Okay, and what's a DSO, Dental Service Organization? Is that right?
Yes, let me explain that. So a DSO stands for Dental Service Organization, and they are kind of the parent company of these dental practices. So they handle the back office efficiencies. They'll handle, payroll processing, HR, ordering, all of those things that can take away from a dentist's time. And then these DSOs are handling all of those efficiencies, allowing the dentist to then focus on, treating patients. So Allied OMS, they are an oral surgery management service organization for the dental space. Last year, we reported that they were considering launching a process because of the interest that they had been receiving from private equity firms. A few other deals that have been in the space, Five Point Dental Specialists. They are another specialty one focused on orthodontics, oral surgery, pediatric dentistry. They received an investment recently from a couple of private equity firms. And then there's a few other recent transactions also in the space that Merger Market reported on. One was Lone Peak Dental, and they sold to BlackRock in December. And Archway Dental received an investment from Martis Capital and Din Ventures. And then 7to7 Dental received a growth investment from GTCR and another strategic recently as well. So there's lots of activity, lots of things happening in this space, and private equity is definitely watching it. One more thing to keep in mind about these dental transactions is that once they reach that critical mass of about $25 million in EBITDA, they become really attractive for a sale. Kind of the sweet spot for these deals that we're seeing is between the $25 to $50 million EBITDA. because much larger than that, it's difficult to obtain financing for these larger deals. And also, we're starting to see, because the dental consolidation has been occurring for a while, some of these private equity firms are ready to recap their existing investments. So we're starting to see them being these DSOs on their second and third generations of private equity ownership.
Great, thank you. And what is it? You mentioned about the size of the deals that, that work well, but what else does a private equity group look for in a dental service organization or DSO when they're evaluating a deal?
Sure. So those that are demonstrating same store sales growth or same store location growth is one aspect to look at. Others that are well integrated with kind of like the same software and back office efficiencies and platforms, that's another thing to look for. These, and then also strong management teams are also something that private equity wants to see. There's this kind of shift to these quality assets versus a couple of years ago. Lots of these private equity DSOs were being acquired and they were kind of quickly cobbled together through a slew of acquisitions. They weren't integrated. They didn't have operational efficiencies. And kind of the term that was dubbed for these are the quote unquote duct tape DSOs. And these now are no longer seeing transactions as they were years ago. So private equity is really wanting to focus on these higher quality assets. But if, you know, they don't have these integration, they're not seeing growth, they don't have a strong management team, these are unlikely to see transactions. So one example of this is Merger Market reported on Guardian Dental, which was in a sales process, and then they decided to pause their sale efforts, presumably after going out to market, doing a little bit more researching, and then deciding to maybe revisit it at a later time.
Thank you. And what are the challenges for the dental service organizations when it comes to being bought or doing deals?
Sure. So valuation disconnects are probably the number one thing that's hampering deals. A couple years ago, we were seeing deals in the 14x EBITDA and even specialty dental, maybe even going higher than that. But given, you know, the economy and this fight for more quality assets, we are seeing now valuations dipping more to the 10 to 12 times EBITDA. So based on these different valuations, that could be one thing that's preventing deals from getting complete, because the sellers are expecting to receive a higher price and the buyers are not willing to pay it. One example of this is Parkview Dental Partners. They received a multiple between 10 to 12 times EBITDA when they sold to their new PE firm last year.
Thank you. And looking to the future, can you tell us what we're likely to see going forward for the rest of 2024 and into next year?
Sure. I think we can expect to see that interest in dental is going to remain strong as these platforms continue to mature. And private equity still has plenty of dry powder it's looking to deploy. It would make sense for them to look to the dental space just because of the predictable growth that these DSOs can offer. And also looking at the recent transactions that I noted earlier in this conversation, those should spur momentum for DSOs looking to secure a private equity deal, because now that we've seen some of these happen, it's kind of like the domino effect and you can expect more to fall after that. And additionally, there have been lots of DSOs on the market as we reported on last year. And so we can expect to see more ones hit the block and more to transact this year. Some of the ones that were on the market or are on the market as we reported on include Gen for Dental and Oak Point. They were both in a process. Oak Point said that they had selected a buyer, but we have not heard of a deal announced yet. Some others that were on the market include Simply Beautiful Smiles, which was exploring a deal in October 2023. And then Riccobeni Associates was planning to hit the market earlier this year. So those are some of the ones that are on the block, though there's other platforms that we've seen be highly acquisitive of acquiring either other platforms or acquiring smaller independent practices to help them gain scale and grow. And some of these include Archway Dental Partners, The Smilest, U.S. Oral Surgery Management, and Max Surgery Specialty Management all seem to be pretty acquisitive. So I think we can expect to see more acquisitions through them. And then, of course, to wrap it up, others to complete their private equity recapitalizations this year too. So it's an interesting space to watch, one that has a lot of activity and one doesn't seem to be slowing down. And it'll be fun to see which deals get announced and who continues to grow through their M&A strategies.
Yeah, and I guess people always need dentists.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody needs clean teeth.
Great. Good to talk to you, Rebecca. Thanks very much. That was Rebecca Wenzel, a senior reporter for Merger Market with a focus on healthcare. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. And if you want to find out more about what we've been discussing, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.